And here's today's news from National Health Executive on Tuesday, the 12th of March 2024. The government has outlined new plans to tackle ethnic bias in the development and use of medical devices. Measures include improving regulations, ensuring the transparency of data, and upskilling the NHS workforce. This move comes in response to the independent review into the equity of medical devices, which was triggered after concerns were raised about pulse oximeters. This technology was used during the pandemic to monitor blood oxygen levels and has been found to be less accurate for patients with darker skin tones. A new NICE recommendation is expected to benefit 25,000 people in England. Pfizer's etrasimod has been approved for moderate to severe ulcerative colitis, which has been diagnosed in around 300,000 people across the UK. The NICE green light comes on the same day the treatment was granted a license by the MHRA. Helen Knight, NICE's Director of Medicines Evaluation, has said the treatment will provide a convenient and effective new option that will make a positive difference to thousands. The NIHR has launched new training modules to support more health and care workers into the research workforce. The free online courses will help people identify research uncertainties, understand funding priorities, and better involve members of the public in research. The support is being hosted on the Future NHS platform and has been designed by the NIHR Nursing and Midwifery Incubator. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin and check out our website, nationalhealthexecutive.com.